This is West Coast Fog.
I am the power of the thunder. I am the strength of the trees. I am the freedom of the wind. I am the spirit of the universe.
Facing the dragons, facing the dragons, embracing the dragons, transforming the past. Facing the dragons, facing the dragons, embracing the dragons, transforming the past. Ascending in a never-ending spiral, ascending in a never-ending transmuting the past of ourselves, transmuting the past of the planet. Life eternal, life life eternal, life
listening to West Coast Fog. How is everybody today? Staying in your zones. Everyone's in their healthy zones. We're at home today, like most days, except, well, we get to go to work because we work by ourselves, so. But today we're at home just checking out the garden. Nice spring day, just thousands of flowers, like I told you before. I was trying to plant some vegetables over here, but I had to actually pull out wildflowers to make space because it was too jammed up with lupin, yellow lupin. We heard something there from Deb Criss, who we played a couple weeks ago, right? From the Heartbeat cassette, 1990. That was called Facing the Dragons. It's not Deb singing on that song. I can't remember who it is, but there's another singer on that one. Deb's busy playing the Tibetan bowls, so she needed to focus there. Before that, we were up in Palo Alto, California, 1984, and we heard something from Rick Cuevas from his album. The song is called The Birds. The Birds. You can hear some birds out here right now. And the first song was Robert Camp from his tape called Dancing in the Fire. Robert Camp. Not from California or the West Coast, from Stockbridge, Massachusetts. He says this music was inspired by the completion of the Peace Pagoda in Leverett, Massachusetts. It is said that the path to Buddhahood is completely contained in this word, Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. Chant it out loud and let it transform you as it has me, Robert Camp. We heard the song called Visions. It's Robert Camp and Todd Norian. Todd Norian has his own tapes too. He does music for Kripalu, for the yoga classes up there, used to, I guess. So they say. He's playing some synthesizers on here. 1987. But yeah, the birds, there's the, right up on the balcony here, I have these hanging plants, and a dove came in and sat in one of them and started hatching some eggs, made a little nest. Happened once a few years back too, but here she is again, and I've been watching her, being careful when I walk by not to disturb her. The cats walk down below, but they don't even know she's up there. But this morning I went out, and it was a nice sunny day, and there's one of the babies is out, sitting right next to her. A little chick, pretty big actually, pretty big chick. Big chicks, two of them. I couldn't see the other one. The other one was underneath her, but that's what goes on around here these days. Springtime feelings. Speaking of birds and hatching, let's hear something from Joanna Kasdan, who has a record that's called, isn't it called Hatching, her first record? There was an egg on it anyway. But this is from her second one called The Greatest Illusion, recorded and mixed at Have a Nice Day Studio in Seattle, Washington, 1973. It's on Sister Sun Records from Seattle. This album has been privately financed and distributed. Any profits will be divided among the United Farm Workers, Ananda Marga, which is a spiritual and social service organization, and also women's clinics in the Seattle area. We are going to hear the song Gone Beyond. This goes out to our friend Davin. Gone Beyond, which segues into Praise to the Dispeller of Darkness, Guru Puja. She says Guru Puja and the chorus of Gone Beyond both have Sanskrit texts. Joanna Kasdan. I found this record, actually, it was on the same trip where I found the Ursula tape by Beverly Ritz. Did you guys like the Beverly Ritz show? Hope so. That was quite a trip. Anyway, let's hear Joanna Kasdan here on West Coast Fog.
The colors of the stillness know its tender being found. This stretching world of all God's names, a game of what's beyond. By starlight crossroads, always free, suspended, new with knowing, and every moment seems to be a guide to where we're going. Hail the goer. a dark-eyed friend behind a screen of cool and careful speech gives bits of comfort in between a glow just out of reach. It's the silver lining, the aftertaste, implications find new dimensions, hints of grace, a clear and sparkling mind. Beyond, gone beyond, gone beyond, beyond.
Thank you. should grab my phone and run. Grandmother, grandmother likes to complain. Grandmother, grandmother likes to complain. And I like to go walking in the pouring rain. I can see my grandfather walking through the trees. I can see my grandfather walking through the trees. And I can hear my grandmother crying in the breeze. Walking through the trees. Grandfather, grandfather is walking through the trees. While grandmother, grandmother whispers.
Keep us
All right, you're still here with West Coast Fog, enjoying a Southern California spring day. No place I'd rather be. Well, that's not completely true, but this is a fine place to be. I'll say that. We just heard something from up in Canada, up Canada way. That would be a fine place to be, Canada. Parts of it, anyway. We heard Sharon Wiener doing a song called Angel of Mercy. Angel of Mercy. From her Boundless CD, which is like 2000 or something. One of a handful that she made, and they're all fantastic. It says, may these songs be of benefit to all sentient beings. And we heard something from Eugene, Oregon before that, from sometime in the 80s, mid-80s, late-80s. The Tree People, off of their tape called Human Voices, which is also on a record album. We heard a song called Grandfather from the Tree People. And then we started off with Joanna Kasdan from Seattle doing Gone Beyond and Praise to the Dispeller of Darkness, Guru Puja. All right, we're going to leave you with one more piece while we sit here and watch the afternoon progress all on its own. We're going to hear something from Stephen Halpern and Fabian Malmen. You guys all know who Stephen Halpern is, but Fabian Malmen, out in Malibu. He's out in Malibu these days. Musician, composer, acupuncturist, bioenergetician, that's a word, I guess. Researcher and martial artist. Based in France and the United States, he created several systems of healing. On here he's playing a monochord. Stephen Halpern's playing the grand piano. And Fabian Malmen's playing his monochord that he made himself. Or at least designed. It was made by Joachim Mars. Overtones are now attracting a great deal of attention as an important factor in transmitting the healing power of music. Like the tambura in Indian raga music, the monochord produces a drone effect that attunes you to the field of infinite possibilities. The monochord's drone, however, is unlike any other you've ever heard. This is all in italics for emphasis. When played, the monochord's 77 strings produce a logarithmic progression of overtones which affect human subtle energy fields. They help us align with the mathematical order of the universe. The resonance of the monochord and piano offer the entire range and the vital energy, again, italics for emphasis, of overtones. To receive the full benefit of the music, we recommend listening simultaneously with headphones and stereo speakers. You may be seated comfortably or lying down with the soles of your feet pointed towards the speakers. So let me give you a little bit of time to adjust yourself. Grab some headphones and plug them into your stereo. So have your speakers on and your headphones on so you can feel it. I guess what he's saying is so you can feel the sound through the soles of your feet and also through your ears. And I guess he was living in Redondo Beach at this time when this came out, sometime in the 90s. Anyway, we're going to hear Sacred Chord, Keynote F, Major Mode, from Stephen Halpern and Fabian Malmen, from their cassette, The Sacred Chord, with an E on the end, chord, like ye old shoppy, chordy, The Sacred Chord, E. All right, West Coast Fog here for you every week. See you guys in the next one. Thank you.
Thank you.